rock and roll, man.
Meow. Meow. I say meow.
Cat muff.
Meow.
I've been prescribed to Gleisen. It's in my CPAP machine.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2-Way, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This keeps, this warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sinful of the statism out of your head, see? Can you feel it? Can you feel it, Michael? Can you feel it, Steve Miller? Can you feel it, Jim Babb?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yes, I can.
And this is Jim Chowderhead Jesus.
Yes. Yes. And Barack Obama is a liar. He's a socialist and his feet stink. And we have a new saying here on the Freedom Fiends. Hillary Clinton is a liar. She's a socialist and her pantsuit stinks. And that's the name of the show tonight. And we're going to have to get used to saying something about some new candidate here in a while, but I don't know if it's, I think it's going to be Bernie or Trump. But there's also the theory that no matter how popular Bernie is, they're not going to let him run, and he's just the acid test to see how far they can have Hillary go. But Hillary and Trump are trying to censor people, and I find it really distasteful. I never make jokes about women stinking. I'm offended by that. I like
didn't
the way
you just make
smell.
One though? Oh, right. We say her pantsuit stinks.
I'm
not
making
her.
No, right. I'm making an exception. Her pantsuit stinks because she stinks. And I will make that exception because I'm trying to attract her attention. I want to get her attention because she is out there. Her campaign is calling
she could,
up.
She could take you out though. She, you know, she's not, it's not like she's going to call the FCC. They just send some thugs over with take out your kneecaps, you know.
Well, not to not to say anything is true for sure, but there are conspiracy theories that her and Bill are behind like 40 or 50 people dying or disappearing. You know about that, right?
Which that's actually for a president, that's not much of a body count, you know.
Yeah, but there was like 30 or 35 of them, I think, before they were elected. That's a lot.
Yeah. They're climbing the ranks of Arkansas politics and whatnot. I'm sure there are quite a few shallow graves.
Yeah, they also nailed the door shut to Huckabee's office when he became governor.
Did they really?
Yeah.
The man from Hope. Well, you know they're both from Hope, Clinton and Huckabee. They're both
and
from
now
Hope,
they've
Arkansas.
Gone to despair.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if those people actually have blood on their actual hands, a la, you know, Frank Underwood in House of Cards strangling a congressman in the front seat of his car.
I thought House of Cards is, like, loosely based on the Clintons.
Yeah. But who knows? You know, I don't know if he's down there in the D.C. Metro pushing girls in front of trains. It just seems a little too... not that they wouldn't. Seems like...
No, well,
they have a guy for that.
He had the Arkansas State Troopers for that kind of stuff.
Ah, okay. So, Hillary, does anyone else want to tell the story? Anyone got the details up here about Hillary campaign and the Laugh Factory? Maybe Steve?
I don't have the article up.
Okay. But so, the Hillary campaign... Oh, go ahead. You got it.
I just had a question. It was, all right, so if you have a body count leading up to your election as president, and how early in your political career do you start killing people? Are you like... Well, shoot, Hillary, like, looks like I've been elected county auditor. We better kill somebody.
Right. No,
we're serious.
It often starts with inspector of elections here in Pennsylvania, which is a precinct-level position that pays $7 and you work 2 half-days a year.
Well, wasn't it Stalin who says, I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes?
I will give them $7. That was the last one.
I'll give them $7 and then kill them if I don't like them. Yeah. You know, it was some tyrant said that. I don't know if it was Stalin, but some old county, sure some Stalin. Dead county.
Right. It matters not like who you vote for, who counts the votes or something like that. It was definitely Stalin.
Yeah.
He was really into democracy and stuff.
Yeah. So Hillary's campaign, someone at a high level at Hillary's campaign called the Laugh Factory in L.A., which is a long-running comedy club that's been very important. I mean, it's like it's the club that launched, you know, every comedian you've heard of's career pretty much. And there were five, you know, kind of unknown, little-known new comics there who all did bits about Hillary Clinton, and the Laugh Factory put them on a YouTube video together. Like, here's the Hillary jokes for the week. And none of them are really mean. I think these are people who will vote for Hillary, you know, who would vote for Hillary.
Probably.
You know, they're not, these are not, it's not us sitting around wondering if they've actually killed people with their bare hands or if they outsource it. It's not that kind of mean humor. It's just kind of funny humor. And the Hillary campaign tried to bury it. Like they said, the Laugh Factory, we insist you take this off the internet and we insist you give us the names and phone numbers of these comics. And the Laugh Factory, good on them, refused. But it's kind of turned into a meme, and it's really turning into the Streisand effect, you know. Where,
okay, do we know who the comics are, though? Are they, I mean, are they getting the proper exposure that they should be getting out of this? That's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are backtracking on it. But so I want to ask, do we want to ask Jesus here, or do we want to ask Hillary? I don't think we have Hillary on. So what's the new segment? Tell your problems to Jesus. Is that it?
Right. Well, we're going to try to experiment with it with maybe one or two new segments today. I think what's we usually do this in the second
kitchen.
In the second hour. Okay, we've had some great luck with Dear Babby, and we've given out a lot of great information to our listeners.
Ask a sumo sexual.
Right, Ask a sumo sexual has also been a big hit, especially with the kids. So we figured, you know what, now we've got Jim Jesus here. So I thought, tell your problems to Jesus, you know, Jim Jesus.
Confess.
Jim Jesus, why are candidates just out in the open about wanting to be like Hitler light and Stalin light these days? They're not even hiding anymore.
This is for the second hour, Michael.
Oh, think about it till then.
Okay.
See, we build it. See, we push it. We build it for the first hour, and then this is like then people are ready for the second hour. We don't want
running a test kitchen.
Your best segment at the very beginning.
Kitchen. The only time I've ever seen a test kitchen, someone died. It was on Breaking Bad.
All right, let's try this. Let's try this sample question for tell your problems to Jesus.
Hey, I have new health issues to talk about. Everyone loves that, especially Jim Babb.
Okay, tell your problems to Jesus. What do we got?
Okay, Jesus. So, is anybody here on CPAP?
No.
Okay, I've been talking about CPAP so much. I'm wondering if there's a cop somewhere, like in my town sheriff, if he's like Googling what drug is CPAP slang for. But
what are the kids doing it?
Yeah, but I've been trying to get on
CPAC.
Don't go to CPAC. No, you'll end up hearing conservatives. I got an invitation to CPAC, to Radio Row, to the conservative pack or whatever the thing is. It's where all of the candidates go and meet and greet with radio people. Somehow.
What year was this?
This year.
Okay.
I got an invite to this. You know, I think it was before Jim Babb was on, and I think it was like a 4-hour train ride from you. I would have paid to have you go in my stead. I should have. But
just
I wrote
to represent it, or to like broadcast live from as like a radio person.
Yeah, they That'd have the hilarious. Thing. Google this. Google CPAC Radio Row, and there's pictures of like everyone there with their laptop and their headphones and their microphone. All the pundits, the famous people, and then like. For some reason, they were going to let the fiends go. And I blew it. I wrote her back and said, you know, some libertarian thing like, I don't want to take part in any side of the left or the right wing of the tyranny that is the blah, 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 blah. No, I wish I'd said, yeah, I'll send Jim Babb. I'm having health issues. I'm going to send Jim Babb and Jim Jesus and Steve.
Well, listen, it comes up every year. So
I blew it.
Well, you're going to get another chance.
Let's hope.
And they don't invite everybody. Like Free Talk Live did not get invited, and they're on a lot more stations than we are. But man, I shouldn't have blown it. I think it was right before Jim. I mean, I can't picture that I would do that now.
I think it's in like the mid winter or like early spring or sometime.
Yeah,
around
but
there.
You know, yeah. Trump will probably be there. You could actually.
Oh, we would have so much fun. You know what?
Yeah. Jeez, Jim Jesus as there. Trump interviewing Trump until Trump punches him and walks away.
I'll have extra video going just to get that on tape too.
Yeah,
and then we'll auto tune it and.
Yep. All right. Well, so CPAP. Just,
you know what? Look for the email invite, and around like you know you could do it anytime. Say hey, thanks again for the invite. You know,
she
let
might
me know
not if, remember
if it's this year. They, no, of course they're not going to remember. Yeah. Just reply to the same email. Just be like, oh, hey, thanks again for the invite. This year we can probably make it. You know, I may need, you know, six passes.
You guys really want to go to this, don't you?
I would die to go to this. This would be like.
See, but I've never wanted to go except with this new context. It could make the whole thing hilarious.
Yes.
Before, I just would feel like a sucker, right? Like,
yeah. Well, because you wouldn't be involved before. You'd be like crashing it. But this, you'd be like, you know, you'd be at a table between. I doubt Rush Limbaugh. No, Rush Limbaugh's probably, he sometimes is the keynote speaker, actually.
Oh, it's an awful neocon love fest.
Did you
where
Google
they,
it?
They gave like a Defender of the Constitution Award to Donald Rumsfeld, I think. like, that's the kind of crap, junk they pull over there, okay? That is, they completely, like, would diss Ron Paul like crazy, but yet.
Yeah.
But yet Ron Paul was always out there trying to get people to come. So it was this weird thing of like, hey, they hate Ron Paul. Let's all pay them money to show them that their hatred for Ron Paul is bad. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So
if Ron Paul went, he could be at our table if he goes this year, but they would not invite him this year, I don't think.
Yeah. Doesn't he always win the straw polls there anyway?
I just think it would really bug me if I wasn't in like 100% full-on troll mode the whole time, you know. and with Jim Jesus, wow, this would be like a dream vacation.
All right, I'm going to look for that email at some point. Okay, so CPAP, I don't know, this is going to take at least a minute, so we've only got about a minute. So
yeah, just like CPAC, CPAP, they're both for everything. Fat...
For fat what? You stopped yourself from talking, or did you get cut off? They're for fat what?
I got cut off. They're both for fat white dudes.
I think CPAP is probably for fat black dudes too.
I don't ever remember putting one on a black person. Come to think of it, now that I work in the medical,
not when Dr. Cantwell's prescribing
been working
it
for like 4 years. I've Dr. never Cantwell, seen. Now that
would,
I think
he,
about
he
it,
he would feed the Cylon B to his non-white patients.
Yep,
Chris Cantwell, what a racist! May your Christmas be as white as Chris Cantwell's free zone, safe space. Yeah, yeah.
This is
he blocks everyone. He blocks everyone who. Isn't white and safe at being white. That's stupid racist.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
Hey, this is Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And, I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch, now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Yeah. James Babb went away for a few minutes, so we can talk about... CPAP, which is not CPAC. So I forwarded the CPAC email to you guys just so you could witness that I'm not hallucinating. I actually did get invited to be at Radio Row at CPAC.
Bean phone.
Right, guys?
Bean phone.
Isn't that true?
This is true.
Yep.
Yep. Who said nope?
No, that was me.
Okay. I can mute you. I can mute you. All right. So speaking of freedom of speech, so I want to talk about CPAP, which is this stuff that makes you breathe. It breathes for you if you're too fat or old or infirm. Now, I had this before I was fat. I had this when I was skinny. Like, I've had this for years, and it's gotten worse to the point where I don't get enough oxygen when I sleep. So now that I'm on CPAP, I might start sounding smarter and do less, like, grasping for nouns, you know, where I say, like, yeah, so then we went back to that, you know, place where our beds and TV is, you know, instead of house. Like, I can't remember the nouns. Continuous positive airway pressure is CPAP. So it's basically something for dealing with sleep apnea, but I also have central sleep apnea. So they had to give me the continuous SV version of the CPAP machine, which does the CPAP thing where it blows.
What's the hashtag for this one, Michael? I forget. Does each sleep apnea you have its own hashtag, or did you merge them into one?
I've merged
just
them
for the
into
convenience
one.
Of listeners MWD. That want to follow this particular condition on Twitter. Right.
It's MWD organ recital. It's going to be the new one to replace MWD hashtag colon.
In a couple of years, you won't have a medical record, but you'll just have a Twitter timeline.
Yeah, actually, like, you know, they probably will. Like
a blockchain.
The government will finally catch up with the blockchain and decide that Obamacare will work better for the hipsters if they put it on the blockchain and tie it to Twitter. Yep. So everything you've done goes on your permanent record. So I also have central sleep apnea, which is rare. And sleep apnea is where it's physical. It's where your throat closes and you don't breathe enough and you stop breathing for 10 to 20, you know, 2 to 10 seconds, 2 to 20 seconds while you're sleeping. And I have 145 of those events per hour, which is 3 times what's considered extremely high, like 50 an hour. Is considered like that's like 1 a minute. You stop breathing once a minute. I stop breathing 3 times a minute because I also have central sleep apnea, which is basically my brain is trying to kill me. Literally, my brain doesn't make me breathe sometimes. It's like it's believed to be the same thing that's responsible for sudden infant death syndrome, where
it's
babies
proof that central planning doesn't work. Okay.
Right.
It's just, I think your breathing is too important to be left up to your brain.
Well, yeah. So now I have a machine to do it. And after like 6 months of trying to get this and rest it out of my insurance company, they brought it over today and hooked it up. And I took a nap for 2 hours earlier with it. And I woke up feeling really refreshed and weird and was also having lots of sexual dreams, like that I was having sex with multiple partners while them and me were had some kind of breathing. It was because I'm kind of like H.R. Giger trip, man.
Amish Steve
cool.
Shot up some meth.
Yeah. Amish. What am I? Methodist Michael? Was that it?
Mennonite.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been Presbyterian and I was Baptist as a baby, they tell me. And then I was an Episcopal at boarding school. You were that, weren't you, Steve?
Yeah.
Weren't you Episcopal? Yeah. You know, Steve would probably like the story of my dear, sweet, late mother and how we stopped being Baptist. This is when I was a baby or before. My sister missed Sunday school for like 4 weeks. She was sick or doing something with school. Yeah. And
truancy. There's like Baptist truancy police.
Yeah. And they were Baptist. They were living on a farm. And this is before they moved to the big city of 3,000 people, Westfield, New York, when they were on the farm in Sherman, New York. And they, you know, this is in the 60s. And the priest, the Baptist, the preacher went over to my sister, who was 4 at the time, and said, you know, little girls that miss Sunday school go to hell and burn in a lake of fire. And my mother, God bless her, in the 60s, when this was like not something a woman would do, and she was not a liberated woman, she was a housewife, old-fashioned housewife, she said, she got up in the preacher's grill in his face and said, Jesus loves the baby children and doesn't scare them with tales of hell like that. We're going to a different denomination. Next week they became Presbyterian. The next week, I think that's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then nothing exciting happened ever again
until I was born.
See, it's those scary stories about hell that make religion fun, though.
So the thing about CPAP with the...
If you can't use it to scare children and make them feel guilty for original sin, you know, what fun is it?
So the AutoSV component of this, it's like life support. It's really weird and creepy. It's like it's breathing for me when I forget.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Would you like to share it with the whole class?
Yeah, there's these two gals, and I can't remember their name. They're semi-famous. That
the two black Republicans?
Or what are crisis actors? I don't know what they are.
Same thing.
Yeah. But, you know, they're out there cheerleading for Trump in this sort of sassy style, and they've gotten a lot of attention, I guess, both positive and negative. But Trump
loves
them.
Their names are canted
and,
well.
Yeah, so
I can't remember who they are right now. I'm sure somebody could Google it. And
are they cute?
Of course.
I'm not. I don't comment on the physical appearances of women. Absolutely
but
not.
Frankly, no. I do. I think it's important whether or not they're attractive. If they're not as hot as my daughter, I'm not interested. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Trump's wives, you know, on a general scale of attractiveness, would rank pretty high with most people, but. His, they're all from other countries, which proves, you know, that foreigners are willing to do jobs that no American's willing to do still.
Oh,
I borrowed that joke, but it's worth stealing. Who said that? Yeah. I'd like to give attribution, but we're just trying to get you guys to CPAP.
Yeah. I can't wait to go
to CPAP.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. That's amazing.
Of course, we'll have a full video crew. We'll be wired for sound. We'll do live streaming. Oh, it'll be the best.
You'll be sponsored by Fiend Phone. Everyone else will have actual, like, paid people. You know, radio shows will have sponsored by so-and-so gold company and so-and-so water filters. And you guys will be there, like, sponsored by Fiend Phone. Although Fiend Phone made us pay our own gas money here.
Well, see, we'd have to. I'd set up the booth to look more legitimate than any of the others. You know, I'd like as they're fleeing Adam versus the Man. I want them to come right into our clutches.
Yeah. just make sure when you go to Kinko's and get that big banner printed of the anarchist flag that you Google off of the internet. Make sure that it's the anarcho-capitalist one and not the anarcho-communist one, like Mark. What's his name? Accidentally used. What's his name?
Who did?
The guy that does the... What?
Adventures in Wrong Flag Land.
Yeah, Adventures in Wrong Land, Mark.
What if your ANCAP flag has gold fringe on it? What does that mean?
It means Admiralty Court.
How about I just bring my Lulbert's flag?
Yeah, bring your Lulbert's flag. How about the Lulbert's flag and the BIPCOT flag? Could both or fly. And the Bobby. Don't you have the Bobby? That's not
that's my
purse.
I don't know you
flag. Man. Ugh. I think you guys should get some little like 4x5 inch table size American flags though to put on your table just so they don't kick you out before you start talking.
Oh no, we could have all the trappings of you know the usual things they would see, but everything must
more
have a slight dark twist to it.
Yes. Do you know how many made in China flag print shirts I have? A lot.
Wow. What if we got like what if we went in full like flag
as a priest, man?
Flag suits. Like seersucker flag suits.
Steve's gotta go as a priest.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I really think Steve should go as a priest.
I still have
and
the
you,
collar.
You two should wear suits. Yeah. When is CPAP?
let's find out. Let's see.
So yeah, maybe we
Donald maybe Trump, like Jim Jesus, Freedom Fiends. Is this your first time with the CPAP?
Oh it's March.
Yes, frankly, it's a wonderful. Wait, did you say CPAC or CPAP? I've never used one. I've never had to.
But I have a company
that
makes them
mouth to mouth that night.
I own a company that makes them in China.
In China.
Yeah. CPAC is November 2nd through 5th, 2016.
Hmm. What is it? November?
No, March. Sorry.
Oh, March. Okay.
March 2nd through 5th. Yeah, oh. So a few months from now.
March Madness.
I'll get right on it. I'll just say we'd be honored to go.
What, you know, have issues. I think you should have a lady friend make the contact as like as just like I don't know why, but oh hi, you would send an email to the producer, and I'm following up with you. We need 6 passes,
guys. You're doing this all wrong. You need to go full celebritarian, make up a fake employee. Have the fake employee, well, I mean, you call as the fake employee, and then we right. solicit, if we it's hashtag please donate all day long to get us to CPAC, because that's spreading the future of liberty, and then that we need to also need to have a book tour after, which we need financed.
No, well, I think at least cover our bar tab, like, you know, cover the bar tab at CPAC.
Bar tab for freedom book tour, they're so close alphabetically.
I can do it, just another Indiegogo campaign. We can all go. I mean, it worked for my dumb card game.
It did.
Yeah. So why not? Why not this?
This is going to be fantastic. Suddenly, yes. Like, yeah, there's something to look forward to in March besides the Ides.
Okay, I'm hitting send. Despite all your advice to do this right, there it's sent.
Yep.
That was nice advice, but frankly, said, it's not. I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a loose cannon. That's how I roll.
I said 1:40
in the morning is a great decision making time.
I'd be honored, but I'm dealing with a lot of health issues and cannot travel. I'd love 6 passes to send my crew and co-hosts in my stead. Michael W. Dean, Freedom Fiends Radio Show. All right,
perfect.
Yep. Done. Now, if she doesn't read the other email I sent, we'll be great.
It's probably a different intern that's running that.
I'm thinking that. Yeah,
that job anyway.
Yep. There we go. All right.
Moving I think right they'd along. Be happy to get any warm bodies in the door that they could get.
I don't know about that. So, no, man, politicians love to ban people. Going back to the 64 was it the Democratic Convention where Daley had everyone beat up? 64? 68.
I watched the movie you guys were talking about.
And they love to use the term law and order. The left and the right. We want to impose law and order, which basically means beat up and arrest and cage the hippies and the black people. That's their idea of law and order. And that still rings true.
Always where it starts, right? Like the hippies and the black people and any other ethnic or religious minority who happens to be within reach.
Yep. So, Steve, you saw that. Which movie?
The debate. Best of Enemies.
You saw? Yeah. Let's discuss that.
Sure.
What do you think? Yeah, it's good. For people who don't know, it's a movie about the 1968 10-night debate on ABC TV back when they actually would let intelligent people on TV between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr.
William F. Cuckley.
William F. Cuckley. Yeah, I called him that last night. It was funny. Well, there is a hashtag cuckservative. Have you seen this?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And isn't that isn't it a tag used by conservatives to make fun of other conservatives who they don't think are like hard enough?
No, yeah. it's the alt right more. Yeah, but it's mostly the alternative right.
Cantwell uses it. Is he the alt right?
Yeah,
he's just a racist scumbag.
He's the alt right is kind of like a spectrum, but yeah, he's kind of like the libertarian side of that.
Speaking
spectrum.
Of spectrums, yeah,
he's not libertarian. He's given that up, man. We took that away from him. We had a vote, weren't you there?
No,
we voted.
I would have voted for it too, but
you know, here's the most ironic thing ever.
I would have voted hard.
There's a petition in Europe now to ban Trump from ever entering Europe. Like they want to censor his ability to travel because they don't like his free speech.
The mayor of Philly says he wants to ban Trump from the city. That's not a joke.
Although I would say that Trump isn't really free speech because I think free speech, First Amendment, I think only applies, and it's American, not European, but First Amendment, I think only applies to citizens, not to the government. And he's trying to be the government.
You're thinking of BIPCOT, not the First Amendment.
BIPCOT.
The guy's a criminal. The guy, I mean, he's basically promising to commit like heinous criminal acts.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that is not a kind of person I want to be in my community. Although I look forward to meeting him at CPAP.
Yeah. Me too. CPAP's gonna rock, man. And yeah. I'm gonna get body cams to put on you guys that like 24/7, so I can be there. Ooh. And I'll just
Carly, get a virtual. Carly Fiorina's gonna be there.
Okay. Nice. She's absurd.
I'm gonna ask her to help me with tech support on my Windows machine. Like, yeah, I'll have like a huge, like an HP machine. We'll ask her for tech help.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask her what install McAfee.
I'm listening to you. Well, isn't he already in prison in South America? So, Jim, I think that your intermittent fiend phoning tonight, I'm listening to it, and I have determined it's a network issue. It's your internet, I think.
You need better internets.
Yeah. I made you get a better computer. Now you're
supposed to be pretty good. It's, what do they call it? Fios, you know, it's like 25 up, 25 down.
Yeah, but speed
plenty
is
good
not-
bandwidth.
That doesn't matter for Fiendphone. I'm using Fiendphone over DSL, and I never have dropouts. I actually got a second line that's DSL to use for Fiendphone because DSL is more solid than cable, even though it's far less.
Well, actually, I mean, since I'm actually here on two different machines, and it's been it's been like software hardware issues. I can see because when it goes out, it's like taking like 99% of the resources. There's some kind of runaway process going on.
Just from experience, I would recommend that. Yeah, sorry.
Did you clear all the Jim? Did you clear all the crapware from your new computer? They all come with a bunch of
stuff that's basically
viruses.
Yeah, I think I got the last thing off of it today, which was the virus protection. So, yeah.
Okay.
Virus protection has turned into a virus itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll just ask Carly to help me with it and whatever.
Who's Carly? Your 4-year-old.
Carly Fiorina, the former CEO of Hewlett Packard.
Ah, okay.
If you get a couple questions with her, ask her what it feels like to look like a TV judge.
You're gonna be there.
Yeah, I'll ask her what it feels like to.
Yeah,
she's a little thin to be going to CPAP. Yeah.
Well, you know, over 50, I think everyone's eligible.
No, she is. She's too thin because CPAP stands for Cuckservatives Plump and Present.
I mean. You know, if you think weight determines, lung issues, Hubert Selby Jr. was like a scarecrow of a skeleton and had like the worst lung issues of anyone I've ever met. And he was on.
Yeah, but he had also like, didn't he have like childhood like typhoid or what
tuberculosis.
Was like, tuberculosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that might have had a little something to do with it, too.
Yeah, maybe that and the times they removed more than one lung from his body might have helped. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that guy is rolling over in his grave with the fact that you can't quote someone on radio saying the N-word or the F-word. The word that rhymes with tag it and starts with F. I got spanked for that last night. You can't say that on the air. Even when you're quoting an idiot who said it.
Ugh. Whatever.
Right, we'll be back. Whatever.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
I think that was adorable. I had almost thought like, yeah, I'm gonna call my friend.
We'll close it up.
Bill Gates, he'd take my calls.
We'll save the Jesus part for hour two. Bring your problems to Jesus. But we will talk about what Trump's doing, which is absurd and bad. And Trump wants to get together with Bill Gates and censor part of the internet to keep ISIS off of it.
Close it up.
Close it up. So
shut it down.
I'm going to ask Trump. I'm going to try to stump Trump here in this new segment, Stump Trump. Why are you doing that? And do you actually think that'll work, or are you that stupid about how the internet works?
Well, frankly, I mean, Twitter's been doing a great job getting rid of ISIS, but they're not doing a good job enough. And I think, frankly, if we shut down the internet, it would stop it. Because everybody who knows me knows that I'm really great at stopping internet. So that's what I do. I go on Twitter, and the internet breaks. And you know, that's what they call me, the internet. I didn't think of that name. They call me the internet breaker. They say, "Hi, Mr. Trump, internet breaker guy," and I said, "That's me. How is it going?"
So you're too stupid to understand how the internet works is the answer. It's B.
Well, basically, I understand there's like these series of hollow metal things that go around. I forget what the term is, but I don't want to say that because the media will jump all over that and call me a racist again. And I frankly, I've had too much of that already. So basically, it's one of those things. I heard it somewhere.
Actually, the series of tubes rant and him describing it as like dump trucks that get full wasn't that far off technically, but but the guy was just a jerk who wanted to ban the internet, so people made fun of him.
It is funny
and the internet is a series of tubes.
There's a void now that he's dead, and I'm here filling that, and I'm making sure I'm gonna make the internet great again by shutting it down. That's what I'm doing.
Well, that guy almost went to prison. If he hadn't died, he probably would have gone to prison because he got, wasn't it like people bribed him by giving him like giant stone carvings?
I have absolutely no knowledge of this whatsoever. You can talk to my lawyer. I don't know anything about bribes.
How have you stayed out of prison, Trump?
Well, frankly, I have this wonderful line of steaks, and they're fantastic steaks. You could order them on the Sharper Image. Still a thing. I don't know if it's okay, but I have a casino, and they you know, you got to have some jackboot thugs on there. And frankly, they make sure that, you know, cops can't get in there. And so that's what I do. That's, in fact, like everybody knows that I'm really good at avoiding cops. And that's what they call me. They call me the fugitive. It was a one-armed man. So
have you guys seen the video about how Kobe beef is made on YouTube? Google that. It's great. And they have like little Japanese men that sit around and massage the cows 8 hours a day and feed them beer. It looks like a really idyllic life, although they really
kind of
beer.
Is it craft beer or is it more
it's
of Kyrian, like
Kyrian beer?
It's Kyrian, like a lager.
No, that's Japanese.
It's Japanese beer. Yeah.
I have a question for Trump.
Okay.
Mr. Trump, don't you think Bill Gates will be too busy spreading chemtrails over everybody to shut down the internet?
I don't know about chemtrails. Clearly, that's up for debate. I've heard things on both sides. I don't really know. Crisis actors, definitely a thing. I saw them. They were at San Bernardino. They were at the Tyler Mall in Riverside. They were at my house last week, and they were crying because I said something, and I don't know. And they were crying. And frankly, I think that if Bill Gates helped me shut down the internet, there would not be crisis actors.
I had a conspiracy moron tell me earlier this week that he thought the jury was still out on whether the earth is flat or round. And I said, well, how long has the jury been out? And have they maybe fallen off the edge of the earth?
I can't believe.
And that might be the reason that jury hasn't returned.
You know, chemtrails
off the edge.
Is a bunch of hooey, but chemtrails are far more believable than the earth might be flat. Wasn't that solved about 500 years ago? And it's funny to hear
long
people on talk
that.
Radio.
Paid chill.
Talking about
that.
Oh, I'm a paid show. It's funny to hear people on talk radio talking about that the earth might be flat, because if the earth were flat, talk radio wouldn't work, because talk radio is spread over satellites, which require a round earth to orbit.
But frankly, the whole flat earth thing, it's absolute nonsense. We all know that the earth is hollow, and there's lizard Jew people in the bottom of it controlling everything. And
Trump.
That's clearly how it's not racist if it's fact. That's just, you know, the thing. And you know, I that's what I tell, the truth. That's what they call me, the truth teller. And frankly, that's the name I like.
Okay, next 10 seconds. How come you've said you want to ban citizen ownership of guns, but now that you're running for office, you say you believe in the Second Amendment?
Did you ever see Die Hard? It was a terrible movie. Everybody had guns, and we want to make sure that
you know, that, that only Bruce Willis has guns.
Because he's a Republican. Is he going to be a CPAP? He's going to be a CPAP. We'll be back in
Trump
hour two.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org. This is the Freedom Fiends. Broadcasting through the Libertarian Free Education Center's Lower But Ion Cannon, High Top Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOD no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOD.org.
Thank you.
And as you know, my driver's license now covered by the BIPCOD.
And Hillary Clinton is a liar. She's a socialist and her pantsuit stinks. That's the name of this episode. So here's a headline from Daily Mail in the UK. Get ready for an interplanetary gold rush. Space mining laws set to spark explosion in extraterrestrial extractions. Now, I'm calling this the Blow Up the Moon Act of 2015. So basically,
why blow up the moon?
Well, because that's really how you that's the best way, you know, in science fiction to harvest all the minerals from a celestial body, an asteroid or a planetoid or a planet or a moon, is basically planetoid. Using nuclear weapons. And in fact, in I think it's The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and I think in some Scott Beezer, L. Neil Smith cartoons or graphic novels, I remember they talk about, like, nuclear weapons are never used for war, and people are only vaguely aware that that was once a thing, but everyone knows that they're commonly used for space mining. So Barack Obama has signed legislation that allows commercial extraction of minerals and other materials, including water, from asteroids and the moon. This could kick off an extraterrestrial gold rush backed by private aeronautics industry that is growing quickly and cutting the price of commercial space flight. Now,
what are they going to be mining there? Is it really gold are they looking for, or is it some other mineral?
I don't know, but I think, you know, it doesn't say what the limits of it are. So I'm all for this.
Hey, you know what?
Wait
a minute. Hold on. This is going to be a great opportunity to make good. Remember when they were giving out moon rocks after the Apollo missions? And it turns out a bunch of them are fake. Yeah. So I think maybe they could do an exchange program where you, like, bring in your fake moon rock and they give you a real one after they blow it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm all for this kind of politics. Like, basically, the government getting out of the way is what this sounds like.
That's going to be great.
It doesn't really sound like it's really going to be the government getting out of the way, because if it were, why couldn't the Freedom Fiends do a Kickstarter to blow up the moon if we got there first?
You could. I think the moon is available for homesteading, as far as I'm
the thing,
you
know, is, though, if you blow up the moon, it would basically kill all life on the Earth, because
we're not going to blow it up that much.
It would flood. Oh, okay, because it keeps the tides in check.
Even if it was just a cloud of rubble up there, it would still have the same mass, you know?
A cloud of rubble. So what are your plans for the moon there, Jim?
I think, first of all, maybe there is something there. I don't know, but I love the idea of letting people say, go get it, you know? Because all the cool sci-fi movies, you know, it's always the mining ships and stuff that get to, you know, that find the aliens, right?
Well, also, there's a theory, a libertarian sci-fi theory that, you know, how would you deal with people like Trump in libertarian paradise? How would you deal with people like Chris Cantwell who want to drive drunk and run?
Let them mine the asteroid belt.
Yeah, no one
it's going to become a real interesting place, too, out there, right?
Yeah, do business with them on Earth.
Meter maids.
They'd be shunned. They'd have to go work, you know, the most dangerous jobs in the universe, like being an asteroid miner. There's an ad, I think, in Moon is Our Mistress for that, and it's something like, you know, wanted, you know, strong, young, stupid men, high pay, you know, low survival rate, apply in person, something like that.
Well, isn't there a new show on the Sci-Fi Channel that's kind of like a where they're mining the asteroid belt and stuff? I forget what they had, like a free episode on Facebook, like the first episode. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I saw an ad for that.
Some money into
on
it.
TV. It's probably anyway. Got to do with this pending legislation. So, Steve, what do you think? Amish Steve.
About the moon? If I could trade it for heroin, I would, because I'm Amish Steve.
I like that.
Can you turn up your volume, Steve Miller?
Yeah, man. I can't hear you at all, Steve.
Oh, I am.
Get it way up.
You're
very low.
Like, that's why I was stepping all over you. You invite people to step all over you when you're that quiet. Go ahead.
Oh, well, there we go. Now
I'm Amish Steve on heroin. That should be a hashtag, Amish Steve on heroin.
Yeah, dude. The worst is when you fall asleep and get your hand caught in the butter churner.
You know, I have interesting dreams. Like, most people have long, rambling dreams, but I have interesting dreams in that they can be summed up with a tagline, like the same way a movie can. Like, oh, I had this dream that Steve was Amish, but he was a heroin addict, and I was trying to take him to meetings and get him sobered up so he could do radio again. And, you know, I had a dream that the government
was gone. Get the Amish
guy
back on radio.
That's
that was the theme of that dream.
Yeah, and, you know, I had another dream that the government was gone and Ian Freeman had a million-watt radio station in a treehouse in New Hampshire that could light his joints by holding the joints out the window and pointing them at the antenna, at the million-watt antenna, and we could cook burritos on the windowsill.
And then I had a special fiend phone interface that's all black.
It yeah, and then I had a dream tonight that
Cantwell would hate that.
I was having sexual relations with my CPAC. Oh, CPAP. Sorry. Okay, so speaking of CPAP, I want Trump to weigh in on this moon thing. So you want to put casinos on the moon or what?
Well, frankly, I'm kind of out of the casino game. I was into it for a while. There's great money in it. Except in Atlantic City, it's terrible. If I had a place in Vegas with the casino, it would be better. I mean, Trump, we don't have a casino there, but frankly, we'd build a Trump Tower on the moon, and it would have a casino because I wouldn't have to deal with these regulations. You know, I want regulations just to, you know, let me have casinos, but not MGM.
I just want to know how come Obama gets to be the arbiter of the moon. Is it because America went there before any other countries?
Well, frankly, if I was president, he wouldn't have any control over anything anymore. Not even, especially the blowing up the moon. Blowing up the moon is an essential part of our. We should blow up the, like Mr. Show says, we should not only blow it up, but do it during a full moon, so we get everything. But you know, that's clearly a great plan. I didn't think of it, but you know, I think an even better plan would be before we blow up the moon, we could sell ad space on it. We could burn a logo into the moon, and so everybody would be staring at a logo as it blows up, and it'd be fantastic promotion. And we could use that money
to
shut down the internet.
Yeah, don't forget about naming rights. You could also call it like the moon by Tostitos.
I think Paul Krugman has actually suggested something like this in the New York Times. Like, it's like imagine the economic stimulus of this, right? I mean, an exploded moon. Like, this is like enough broken windows to make everyone a rich man.
Is the moon on the $1 trillion bill?
Yeah, the Caitlyn Jenner costume Trump is on the $1 trillion bill.
But see, now we have to go into space in order to create a Death Star, and that's going to be a boom.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, I'm Paul Krugman. It's all we.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta say, your voices are usually pretty good, but your Krugman's off. You take that to the workshop. Yeah.
I don't really know. I've never tried.
Do some crowd work with it. Yep.
Go to the local improvisation workshop. Yeah, and be like, where are my Krugman experts at?
If you really want a super wee, I could do Noam Chomsky.
Go ahead.
Basically, what we need to do.
What do you want to do with the moon, Noam?
Frankly,
Gnome.
I think the United States policy.
You're old, man. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Gather around.
Yeah,
it's so. I have a question.
Imperialist.
First, stump the Trump.
Yeah.
We're ready for the next question?
Frankly, I've been born ready. That's what they call me. They call me Mr. Okay. Ready. Mr. Trump Ready. That's what they call. I didn't think of it.
Okay. Dear Mr. Trump, will you be accepting Jeff Bezos' offer to shoot you into space on his Blue Origin rocket? Can we make – it's a three-part question. Can we make space great again? And do they have Muslims in space?
Well, frankly, I don't know who that is, so perhaps you can enlighten me after I answer the question.
He's richer than you. He's younger, better looking, and richer than you.
Well, frankly,
he runs Amazon.
If you saw my wife, you would know that basically, frankly, you can't get any better looking than me. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been married to me. I mean, even my daughter wants to marry me. I'm so rich.
Foreigners still want to do the jobs that no American wants to do.
But frankly, we are going to make. We are going to make space great again because I have a four-part plan. You could read about it on my website. It's a wonderful website. Don't send me money, though. But it's a wonderful website, and it's got all kinds of flash images and even a store. And you can buy a Hillary Clinton blow-up doll for you to beat up if that's what you're into.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
And made in China, presumably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where it's Same made. I try to make it all American. I try. But China, they're beating us. I don't know. I can't control China. They do everything.
What are you going to do about Muslims in space? Can you build a wall around space? How's this going
to
work?
Well, frankly, there's been a lot of talk about what to do with the Klingons. I think that's what they're called, Klingons. I don't know. I don't watch Star Trek. It's a wonderful show. It's just not my thing. I've been more of a kind of like a Star Wars guy, because frankly, I think Lord of the Rings works better in space.
Wow. Space is only Islamic on the times when the moon is in a crescent shape.
Didn't Muslims invent astrology? I mean, astronomy.
I can't imagine because they're so backwards over there. I mean, they still wear things, towels on their heads and they ride around on camels. I mean, get a car already. You have oil. It's right there. You just dig in the ground and there's oil. Bam. And frankly, if I was running Iraq, I would be a millionaire again, a billionaire on top of my billionaires. I'd be a double billionaire because I could sell the oil and make the country great. I could make Iraq great again.
Yeah, but Dick Cheney beat you to it.
Mesopotamia, great again.
Mesopotamia, it's a wonderful. It's got a long history. A lot of it's kind of dark, but frankly, we can make it great again.
You like that movie, Lawrence Arabia, huh? You want to make Arabia great again?
I haven't seen it in quite some time, but
you've only got $4.5 billion. You're not much of a billionaire. There's a lot of people that kick your butt. How do you feel about that? Well, these young bucks.
They don't have a tower in Vegas, so
there's that. They have a free market of Amazon and electric cars. All right. We'll be back after this trip to the market. I won't be back. I'm gonna go do special things and leave it to my three compatriots.
Going to CPAP.
Worms.
Going to CPAP. See you guys at CPAP.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Admit it. You hate shopping for Christmas. You do. It's a hassle coupled with a burden, mechanically checking off friends, relatives, and coworkers from your list. You're probably not even religious, but if you are, is buying your cousin some little made-in-China piece of plastic really celebrating the birth of your savior? This holiday season, why buy gifts for friends and relatives? Most of them are status anyway. You should send that money to the Freedom Fiends instead. The Freedom Fiends will use your money to help spread education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. If you want to help provide inoculation from indoctrination, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post to send your money to the Fiends instead. Because buying crap for unappreciative statist relatives won't get your name on the golden floppy disk of redemption. And if you must shop for Christmas, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you anything extra, and Amazon will save you the danger of holiday drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon pretty much sells everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com.
So, I was on the subway maybe 2 weeks ago here in Philadelphia, which is always a great experience. And I heard someone yells out, "Mr. Miller." And I know I'm about to have a bad conversation when I hear the mono Miller like that. Because if ever I hear just the one Miller, that's from back when I was a teacher. And it's got to be a former student if I hear it, "Mr. Miller" on the train. So this girl's like, "Oh, Mr. Miller, herd-a-der." And
just like that, right? Herder.
Yeah, herder. And she, of course, had her three children with her, 20 years old.
Well, she's been successful then.
She's killing it. And she was like, "Oh, you know, follow me on Twitter." So I follow. I follow her on Twitter. And today she tweets out her time hop for where she's like, 2 years ago today, my episode of Beyond Scared Straight aired. And lo and behold, today I spent the day in a loop watching this show Beyond Scared Straight. I don't know if you've seen this show, but the real title of the show should be "You're Never More Violent Than the Government."
Wow.
Because it's basically taking these kids, and some of them aren't even bad kids. They're like, they don't like school and they like to smoke weed in a lot of cases. And they take them and they're like, "All right,
let's make them think they're going to be anally violated. That'll be funny, you know, and make a show about it."
In the view of this show, like the impression that they give these kids that they're throwing in jail for almost always nonviolent things, it's always like, "All right, you have two choices in life, and that's that you're either going to be here or dead or addicted to drugs and prostituting yourself, or you're going to be in college." Because once you're in college, you're set for life, apparently. Nobody that goes to college ever does anything wrong.
Ever.
Yeah. But she'd been on it, and she was not scared straight. They failed to intimidate her because she had been in my English classroom. And after you see the horrors there, she was safe against any terrors that the state could throw at her.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, So did you retweet it for her? And is she now going to be retweeting Freedom Fiends? And is not that mean all your former students now going to
be
following the Freedom Fiends? It's just a matter of time.
Yes, right? every last one of my former students are going to become Freedom Fiends. And the Pennsylvania Libertarian Party is now half black. Good job.
I think it'd be awesome if you were able to like call upon your former students to like, you know,
summon their
like
power
for special projects and stuff, like when you need like a, you know, like, you know,
something smuggled into a prison, because that's what they'd be good at, because that's where a lot of them are.
Maybe that's what it is, you know, but this network could really come in handy. I'm sure they all, you know, respect you and, you know, appreciate what you did for them in this and then
you assume wrongly
situation.
There's a difference between respecting someone and being happy you ran into them on the subway.
How many times did you call the police on a kid?
Okay, there's calling the police, and then there's calling someone who you never know if he's going to call the police or not, because he's extremely unstable from day to day, that person being the principal.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying calling the administrator is I consider normal. I'm just guessing that you never would actually like summon resource officers to beat down a kid, would you?
No, you have other kids beat down the other kids, like God intended.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That one called you fat. You better do something about it.
No, it's like I explained before. Like what you always do is you always put your most annoyingest kid next to your most fightingest kid, and then around them you put a ring of fat kids, and then it forms a buffer when they start to like get into blows, and that'll get you a longer suspension on both kids. See, these are things that only veteran university school teachers will tell you. Yeah, but I'm telling you all to the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we probably have some young school age folks listen to the Freedom Fiends. You know, our youngest Fiend is not, I guess he dropped out of school a couple years ago when he was, I think Nick was like 15 when he decided to be a yak farmer.
Yeah.
So
the lure of the yak was just too great.
We've all been there, you know.
Being a Nepalese yak farmer, making yak butter cheese.
I would like it if yak farmer became like a slur for anarcho-capitalists. Like, oh, get out of here with your yak farming ideas.
Yeah, you and your yak farmer, your yak butter, you know, and your...
Go eat some yak butter, poo lord.
You know, we should start these memes that yak butter cures cancer. Yak butter, you know, does yak butter cure cancer, question mark? And create like a cult following for yak products.
Yeah,
right?
Soon, Natural News will be posting articles like, clearly it's a government conspiracy keeping us from the truth that yak butter cures cancer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't even want to know what the yak testicles can cure. You know?
Some wouldn't be Rocky Mountain, they would be Everest Mountain oysters, right?
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains, because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Okay, so Steve Shives is like a YouTuber, and he's like a hardcore liberal feminist just jerk. And
he's pretty bad.
Yeah, and he has like this hat, and we're kind of wondering what was going on under the hat. Well, someone dug some photos out of him, and he looks like he has little ant legs taped to his head. It's apparently he's had hair plugs, and that's why he wears the hat. So, anyway, so what are we doing now? So are we doing Bernie Claus? Are we doing Ask the Jesus?
Yeah. We're gonna have Ask Sanders Claus, where children come up to Bernie Sanders and tell him all the things they want for free, and then Bernie goes Bernie goes to other houses and takes 80% of the presents and puts them back under those kids' trees.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, these are the reasons that I'm a Bernie supporter, and that's why I want to be on the Artist for Bernie page. Okay, there's a hashtag Squad Goals on Twitter, and if you are a Freedom Fiends listener, if you are a Freedom Fiends co-host especially, you need to internalize this as one of our squad goals, that we need to get me on this Artist for Bernie page.
Exclusive list. Will Wheaton is on that list. Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation. You could be on a list with Will Wheaton.
I could personally assure you that 10 of the most annoying liberal comics you've never heard of's heads would explode the second my name got on that list. Guaranteed. Get me on
also
that list, please.
Anonymous.
I support Bernie.
Anonymous. You could make that happen. So either way, make it happen, guys.
Yep. Yeah, just hack into the site and put my name on there. That's all I need. Yeah,
like, it's like a simple HTML file, probably.
Yeah. Right. My name's not even long, and it's hard. It's easy to spell. The last name repeats twice, even. Make it even easier for you.
Right. And it'd be real easy to hack because it's all like harvested locally HTML.
Yeah. It's organic. But you know, you don't need like 60 kinds of HTML like when children are starving. You need one
right.
Steve Miller mention on the Artist page, and that's it.
Yeah, no, none of this Flash or XML or
PHP. Yeah, that's all bourgeoisie nonsense. Oh, that's 1% nonsense. 1%.
Oh. It's a Koch brothers. That's Koch brothers conspiracy. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a Koch brothers idea. Or what is he? What does he blame on them?
That's a Koch brothers idea. Everything, immigration.
Everything is Koch brothers.
When he can't think of like something logical to say, he just says the name of somebody he doesn't like. And he's like, it's their idea. Ha ha.
Yeah, and the right kind of does the same thing with George Soros. It's like a weird crackpot conspiracy theory on both sides.
Yeah. Everybody does it. Today, Jim Jesus, I learned that I am in fact blocked by Hillary Clinton on Snapchat for a meme that I made where I don't know if you remember when the Ready for Hillary H thing came out and you could put your own picture on the Ready for Hillary. Uh-huh. And I made a Hitler one, and then I made a giant delete button because her email scandal was a big thing at the time. And
nice.
I sent these to her under I Mogadishu, which is my Snapchat name. If you want to add me on Snapchat, that's I-M-O-G-A-D-I-S-H-Y-O-U. I sent her these things, and I was
You're not going to send blocked. Me sumo porn, right? If I add you to Snapchat.
No, I have my list set up for everything. But if you ask me for it, I'll definitely will. Like, if you're like, hey, I would really like to see some sumo porn. I Mogadishu's I'm going to hook you up.
Okay. All right. You know, that's the kind of helpful tips we like to give our listeners.
It's not just advice we give you. It's not just entertainment we give you. It's
key
it's sumo porn from time to time. Yeah.
Hashtags you're not going to get on the other shows, okay? So, like hashtag MWD colon. No one else is talking about that for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, is the colon part of the hashtag?
Yes.
Is this a colon or a semicolon? I need to know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to polyp yourself up by your bootstraps.
Ooh. Oh, good pun. Nice.
Has Bernie Sanders weighed in on this whole close up the internet thing? What's his position on freedom of speech? Probably not a big fan.
The 1%
the word free is in it.
The 1% has had control of the internet forever. We have to break it up. We have to break up the internet and give it to the people. Or something. The 1%, the Koch brothers.
See, you can tell it's getting later in the episode because your Bernie voice is starting to slide into like Rocky voice. kind of sound like Sly Stallone if you like original Rocky. Adrian, I'm going to give you free college.
Adrian is part of the 1%.
Did you ever hear the Jan Helfeld interview with Bernie?
It's the same voice. It really is the same voice, except one's a little bit more, pointed. But anyways, what?
Did you ever hear you know who Jan Helfeld is, right?
Yeah.
Helfeld?
Yeah,
he does those Socratic interviews.
Some people call them Socratic. I call them trolling. It's brilliant philosophical trolling. Yeah. I love it.
Right. Well, Socrates was a troll, so Socratic trolling. I think should be a new genre of where he's asking Bernie questions and poor Bernie just gets so flustered, just runs him in a circle and he's like, who are you with? How did I get in here? What's going on?
Do you think that it's okay for someone to take money from them by force in order to pay for things that they didn't want?
Perfect. That is a great impersonation.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Jen. All right, so
no,
do you
good.
Think that the government should take money from people? Oh, no, wait, hold on here. Hold on, what are you
You're
getting
being
at?
Ridiculous.
What's your ideology?
You're being ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, he's a wonderful troll. When he debates people, it's bad. It's really bad, especially when
What's this guy's name? I've never heard of this dude.
Jan Helfeld. He's got a YouTube channel, and he basically goes around and he finds these politicians, and he starts asking them like the Socratic. He starts going through the Socratic method about things, like usually about the non-aggression principle or something, and then he ends up getting them to like contradict themselves. But then they're like, "Well, no, whoa, wait, hold on," and they him and haw and stuff, and the whole time he's just sitting there saying like, "Oh, you're inconsistent."
But you could do the same thing you did back to Jan Hetfield. It's like, but don't you think that you should steal money from people to pay for your
right? He's actually a statist himself.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter though. But it's just really funny. And then half of these interviews end up with the person like throwing the microphone on the floor and running away. and somehow he's connected enough to get these congressmen and senators and all these politicians all end up in this trap. And it's like none of them get the memo. Like, don't do it.
It's a trap.
Got a lot of people. he's a very unconvincing trap, if so.
Was it, but was there a debate? Who did he, quote-unquote, debate? Was it Molyneux?
Yeah, he
debated on an anarchism. Wasn't he doing some anarchism?
Yeah, he debated a few other anarchists too. He does a terrible job. It's like really bad.
It was awful. And he, you know what he obsessed over was he couldn't get past the idea of going from like state to state or community to community and not knowing what the age of consent for girls was.
Yeah, he did the same thing to Jeffrey Tucker too. And,
yeah, like
and Jeffrey
weirdly
Tucker was like,
obsessed.
How's it working today?
Weirdly obsessed. Like, yeah. You know, I'm all for anarchism. It sounds great, but if I don't know like who's fair game, I can't imagine it working. Okay, like some people are like, you know, roads. Some people are like courts. He's like, hey, I don't know who's
I don't know who's legit,
who's legal here. You know,
what's the rule like, in anarchy land? If there's grass in the field, is that what we're doing?
ask her father, and then. Okay.
Decentralized officer, the blockchain said she was 18.
That's what we really need.
Yeah.
Age of consent via the blockchain.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, how else would you know? So, anyway.
But the perfect answer to that question is, well, how is age of consent laws working right now? They're fuzzy from state to state.
He says, well, what I do is like when I cross a line, I pull out the card from my wallet. I check to see who's legal. And then I find out what the penalties are for, you know, at different age brackets. And now I can proceed with my vacation.
Okay. That's what you want to roll.
How is this going to work in LibPair, right? Who's going to tell me?
How weird would it be if he gets caught on To Catch a Predator and then is on the receiving end of this Socratic line of questioning from Chris Hansen of Dateline NBC?
Let's go through this chat log. Have a seat.
I love that. I'm a total sucker for that.
It's hearing Chris Hansen saying those like obscene things. It's just it's beautiful, and his little like talk radio voice, like so. You said to her, I'm not going to repeat it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
You sent her a picture of your genitals.
And you said, does this look good, baby?
She's 14. You get two dudes on there from time to time.
And he'd be like all the time. Do you think that it's okay for a person over the age of 18 to have extramarital affairs? Okay, so what is the difference between someone who's 17 and 18? Why don't you see consistency here? And Chris Hansen runs away. Like, why did I get this?
Yeah.
Who? I heard about you.
To trap a to catch a predator.
All right.
Fall perfectly into their trap.
So anyways, what were you saying about him in the beginning, Jan Hetfield?
There's a great Bernie interview. That's what it was. Oh. Made me think of him. Because if you really want to just see some classic Bernie with some classic Jan Hetfield, it is pretty good.
Does he have the bozo hair going out on this one? Or because I noticed he's been pretty good about taming his hair now that he's running.
I don't remember this. I think this is an older video.
Okay.
I'm not sure how old it is. He's probably too important to to get trapped by another interview like that.
Yeah, I mean, why understand how anything works when you can instead comb your hair? That's what I always say. Get me on that site, people.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
We need some redemption.
Yeah, this is the final segment. I'd like to go out with some good news, right? We've been, of course, we've had a lot of good news. The moon's going to be mined. Not necessarily blown up, but.
I think the best news of all is just knowing that Bernie Sanders will never be president ever, ever, ever.
No.
No.
Oh, you know what? I do have a quick announcement for our listeners. This is kind of a lost and found announcement. I thought I'd pass this on. This is from December 8th, 2005. Kuala Lumpur Airport seeks owner of abandoned jets. Evidently, there's three Boeing 747s that have been left unattended. Please come claim them. I'm not making this up.
That's where they are. I'm sorry. I'll come pick them up tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. This is a fact. So they've said that they've got 14 days and they have reserved the right to sell or otherwise dispose of the aircraft if not claimed. So
what are they just going to like throw it in the trash or?
They'll probably, I don't know what they'll do, but I'm guessing, maybe we should go over, claim these, and then use them to transport people to our Fiend Fest Somalia conference coming up next year.
Or we can use it to for free air travel to CPAP. We can go see CPAP and talk to Trump.
These things look like chemtrail planes. That's what, yeah.
We could, yeah, if they look like chemtrail planes, we could travel everywhere on the flat earth building Tesla-free energy towers, and then nobody will ever have to worry about it ever again.
We could actually take them to the edge of the disk where we're not allowed to go in Antarctica and like see the great energy barrier and like we could report on it.
We could have a little play, pretend to throw each other off the edge of the earth. It'd be cute.
So anyway, let's get to
bonding time with the Fiends.
If you're anywhere near Malaysia and you lost some 747s, quick, go get them.
Yeah, I can't stand when that happens. I mean, like, one minute you're 747s in your driveway, the next minute, some airport saying, hey, were you drunk last night? You might want to come pick up your plane.
Yeah, here's one of the registration numbers is TF-ARM. TF-ARN and TF-ARH. So your lights are on.
That's your car. What color is it? It sort of sounds like my plate.
Yeah. What color was that 747? Oh, gray. Yeah. So pretty bizarre. Anyway, so
actually mine's brushed aluminum, but that's pretty much the same thing. So, anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a story. They added in the past decade a few other planes. He added mostly smaller aircraft have been abandoned, with one that was left in the 1990s eventually being bought and turned into a restaurant in Kuala Lumpur suburbs. So,
Wonderful. How's the steak?
Lumpurious. I don't know.
Okay. Gamey.
Nice. Hand massaged.
Kobe beef.
I'm thinking you would dig Malaysia, Steve Miller.
Oh, would I ever?
Do they eat well over there? If they do, you're going to be in heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's say, yeah, sumo sexual. What's the deal with Malaysia?
I would get some koala lump of that. Yes, I definitely would. Once you go Malaysian, you never go Caucasian.
Oh, nice meme. Nice meme.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've still yet to go into any country outside of Mexico. Mexico's fun, but you know, soon they're gonna build a wall and I can't go.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they already did build a wall. I guess
if really
I
screws there, you if you're an antelope too, might I add. But whatever.
Hey, here's a quick bit of scientific advancement that we can celebrate. A magnetic field applied to the brain can alter people's sense of morality. Think about that. That's trending. Popular
ethic science. Magnets, how do they work?
Yeah. You could put a magnet on somebody's head. I think that, you know, I wonder what those big coils at the voting booth were for.
# please donate magnets to Cantwell.
Please donate white magnets.
Some brain maggots. Always a great time doing fiends with you guys.
Yep.
Worms.
Thank you. Worms under you.